Welcome to your Thursday edition of the award-winning Gutter. It's a tightly packed room. Not a tightly packed room. It's a tight-knit crew. That's what I wanted to say. Getting tight and knitted too early on. Giddy because the Reds beat West Ham last night, and winning away is not to be taken for granted these days. But John Gibbons is joining me. Mo Stewart is joining me. And I'd be lying if I said we had a host of new names to discuss. I'd very much be lying in that. Well, that might be one or two that haven't featured so much recently. But I want to start with a sort of more general theme and looking at the business Liverpool are going to need to be doing in the forthcoming transfer window. In a way, Mo, I mean, I've said this on recent shows, each new game we play, because we're so close to the end of the season, is providing sort of new evidence as to what's required or change, just adjusting the thinking, sometimes just by a degree here and there. Winning three on the bounce, I don't want to tempt fate, changes things a little bit. I mean, I remember doing a show, I think, after we did United 7-0, and suddenly it was, who needs transfers, right? Well, it has got me to thinking in this run, because the three-match winning run, we've seen a few things happen here. I'll just throw some names into the pot here. I mean, maybe earlier in the season, we were talking about the likes of Elliott and Bajcetic, how they might affect the squad going forward, but they've not featured so much recently, nor has Darwin Nunez either. But other young names, I'm even going to throw in Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's playing in midfield, however anyone wants to riddle it, and it therefore affects the question of what we need in midfield going forward. Ibu Konate is finding his feet at centre-back and also as an auxiliary right-back. He's a young man. Curtis Jones is the biggest, I'd argue, change of we've seen in the last three games, in as much as he hadn't featured at all this season. Four straight starts? It's four straight starts for Curtis. I think earlier in the season, when things were going wrong, people were going, well, this is a transition season for Liverpool. And I was sat there thinking, what fucking transition? Because we haven't got the players we're going to be transitioning with. You know, to be in a transition season, you need Arsenal season last year was a transition season, right? When the Odegaard was bedding in and Smith Rowe and Saka was getting better. That was the transition season leading towards this. I sometimes felt this season, have we got the players that are going to be there for the journey next season? Is next season the transition? But now,